Number 339, I'll fly away.
That's right. Oh, yes.
Yeah. on a day. Amen. I was, while we were singing them songs, I remembered back when I was a young Christian, being in services and singing those very same songs. The choir would be up singing, and we'd be in revival meeting or just in a good Sunday meeting, and you could feel people singing in hope. So, I mean, you know that they had been praying and looking and that they were singing in hope. I mean, it gets so thick sometimes you feel like you could cut it with a knife.
Amen.
And hope is a powerful thing. Do you know that? We're saved by hope.
Amen.
That's what the Bible said.
Amen.
You know, not saying I hope so. No, it's the blessed hope.
Amen.
Amen. We're saved by that blessed hope.
Amen.
Amen. He's coming again.
Amen.
Don't you ever give up on the thought that he's coming again. One of the great discouragements, I believe, of the last day is giving up on the promise of his coming. They'll say, where is the promise of his coming? That evil servant will begin to say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and begin to eat and to drink with the drunken. What Jesus taught in the parables, that giving up on the hope of him coming. What was it that Paul wrote about? He said, sorrow not as others that have no hope. And he was telling them, Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
To get your loved ones out of the grave.
Amen.
Don't give up on that hope. That's a powerful thing.
Amen.
It helps us to live for him.
Amen.
When you believe he's coming today, Brother John, you'll be doing things right today.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
You'll be praying.
Amen.
You'll be talking to it.
Amen.
Amen. You'll be saying like John, even so come Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hope. Hope is a powerful thing. Bless the Lord. All right, these kids, they're going to sing for us. Come on. I appreciate this family of children. I really do.
Amen.
Amen. Pray for them.
There are many things in this world I can't afford, but for everything I have, I'll thank the Lord. I've been given a home and a family to serve him, but above everything, he still calls me his chosen. I've been washed in his blood, redeemed through his love, and I'm waiting on my home, heaven above, where the ransom will praise him. The ages roll on and on. I'll be blessed to sometimes in the midst of my everyday, I stop and think just what I should say about how I've been blessed, how everything changed from the life that I lived before God saved. And I think about every single time God won the battle, saying range to my mind, and I'll thank him and praise him for every moth come. Burning up, seen I have peace and joy within. I'm so undeserving, so I can only stand to say I've been blessed. Every moment kept through every trial, I am free from the burden of sin. I have peace and joy within. I'm amazed by His mercy and grace. I'm so undeserving, so I can only stand to say I've been blessed by His mercy and grace. I'm so undeserving, so I can only stand to say I've been
and we must conform, or we will be led by the change. This new world religion serves the God of their choice, but salvation still comes in one name. That name is Jesus, the sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, our Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, this world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. All the great leaders who sleep in their graves, one day will bow and He's Lord of all glory, the crowning of kings. All solution will thunder His name. That name is Jesus, the sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, our Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, this world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, this world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name.